Choose your words carefully because they reveal your inner character. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we're reminded of the importance of choosing your words carefully. Enjoy.
Yeah, after that intro, I'm excited to hear what I have to say.
Like, well, what I love is that you don't plan ahead, so we ought to be right in the pocket today.
I feel like if I planned ahead, you wouldn't be hearing me. You'd be hearing something I prepared. Mm. And if I was doing something that I prepared, it would be because I want to get something from someone. You know, we say, am I doing this right? Am I doing this wrong? That question implies there is a right or wrong way. And how do you measure that? Like, did it sell something? Did people like it? Did I get approval from the audience? So I also feel that in the moment, we're always feeling something. Mm. Like, if you just say what you're feeling, then you actually create a space where the person across from you or the audience goes, oh, I know what that feels like, and I can connect with you. But in trying to prepare something, often we block what we're feeling and then bring something that we prepared earlier in the day, and people miss out on the real you. Mm. And one thing I was thinking about at one point a while ago, and just now when it came up again, is that, and it was 3 years ago when I first thought of it, but then I thought of it again many times since then, and just now it came up. So one thing I just realized, again, is that...
It's a good thing I've seen your comedy.
Yeah. This is the thing, is we live in a world where we don't say what we're thinking. We say what we think people want to hear. So if you get into an elevator and there's someone that you're attracted to that gets on the elevator, and you're trying to think of the right thing to say, what would happen if you looked at the person and said, I'm trying to think of something to say to you? Like, that's actually true.
Right.
And how attractive would that be if a person is, I'm trying to think of the right thing to say to you? Like, there's vulnerability in that. There's possibility. They get to co-create with you. But most people don't say that. They instead say what they think the person wants to hear, right? So we instead look at this person and go, there sure is weather outside. And they're like, yes, and there was weather yesterday too. And now you're two phony people, and this is who you're going to marry. That's the world we live in, right? I'm going to marry this person after starting the entire thing off inauthentically. So for me, not preparing is so much easier and so much more true, and there's so many amazing moments from that, right? And people go, I don't know how you do that. And I remind people, well, when you go to a restaurant, you don't have a set list. You don't sit there and think, first I'll ask them if they have pets and if they like ice cream. You'll actually just say what you feel. And in that space, you have a 2-hour off-the-cuff conversation. So that's all we're doing.
It's really interesting because looking at your career and seeing how successful you've been, and even now, like post getting into a much more mindful space, I know that you differentiate between goals and intentions, but you definitely have intentions. So walk us through like what the difference is between a goal and an intention and how you continue to be somebody who strives with that, what you were just talking about, which is not over-planning and falling into falsehood.
Right. Well, I believe a goal is something you can actually see the outcome of, right? Like, I'm going to make $1 million. So if you say, I'm going to go make $1 million, then you might actually see your bank account change, but that might not necessarily mean that you change. Right? So if you have an intention, that's an inner, in-the-moment goal, right? And life can mirror what your intention is. So let's say you're feeling off. If your intention is, I'm here to grow, then feeling off might be okay, right? So if you say, my inner intention is to learn, my inner intention is to free myself, my inner intention is to whatever, that's what you are right now. It's a word that you can bring to you. It's something that's different. Many people don't realize they all have intentions, but they haven't created it themselves intentionally. So they might say, you know, I'm worried right now, and their inner intention might be to not have conflict. So then they're against that worry, and they're actually scared, right? So an intention is what I like to bring with me. My intention, like I actually have the word patience on my shirt. I love the word patience. Like if I'm doing, for instance, sometimes I'll do a juice fast, right? And I was 3 days into a juice fast and I actually stepped on the scale and gained weight. And if my intention was results, I'd be really pissed because I didn't get any. But because my intention is patience, I stay with it and say, okay, I'm not supposed to just get results in 3 days. I'm supposed to stay with it. And then bigger results usually show up as a byproduct of you being that intention, being that space. So to me, an intention's way bigger because you don't know what the results are going to be. But you change with an intention. You become a different person. You see the world differently after a while. So I don't like goals that much because goals are often created from you in that egoic state. You get what I mean? Like in the state you're in, like everything you're thinking right now, the biggest goal you can see for yourself still brings in your past story. So your past story might think, I'm someone, for instance, just to give a measurable thing. Let's say you're someone who makes $20,000 a year and you want to create a goal for next year. So the biggest you're going to see is like, I'll make $30,000 next year. Yeah, but you're just this moment. What you and I and Oprah and Trump and anyone you can think of, we're all the same thing. Infinite possibilities, just heart, lungs, potential in this moment right now. And if you undo yourself from the old story, then you can change really fast.
Please keep in mind, this is about half the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.